Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We bring on a variety of guests and all those contents, subject matter experts, to talk about healthy versus unhealthy stuff. Did that make sense, Trey?
I think so.
I love when Trey chimes in. Today's guest works for Brooks Rehabilitation?
Yes.
Okay. Joshua, not Schwetty. That's how I read
it. No.
Josh Schutte.
You got it.
Woo!
Which rhymes with?
Booty.
I love it. That's how the first time we met. I was like, is it Schwetty? Not even close. S-C-H-U-E-T-T-E.
You got it, man.
Which if you read it, looks like Schwetty, kind of.
I would probably
But it's Schutte, rhymes with booty. I love that. Are you ready for the big introduction? I love doing this. I love butchering intros.
Let's do it.
You got so many letters and so many words in this. I almost want to see, Trey, you got to see this. DPT.
Yes.
Doctor in physical therapy.
Yes.
Doctor in physical therapy. MBA, master's in business.
Yes.
MESS.
Whoa. Well, I am a certified MESS. It stands for Master of it's true. Yeah. So Master of Exercise and Sports Science.
Master's of Exercise and Sports Science.
Yes.
You're a MESS. That's good.
Yeah. So I tell everybody it's certified. It's on the business card.
I'm pumped for this guy. CFCE.
CFC, I'm a certified functional capacity evaluator. So the specific tests I do with patients, I'm certified in doing them.
Okay.
WRP.
So workers recovery professional. Yeah, I wish it actually sound cooler. I could definitely roll with that. But workers recovery professional. It's a new certification to help out workers' compensation patients.
That's a lot. Certified functional capacity. Oh, there it is. It says there. Okay. Executive Director of National Workers' Compensation Sales and Account Management.
I try to get it so it actually runs off the business card. You can't even fit it all on. You need three business cards to fill it all on.
Do you have business cards?
Yes, I do.
Dude, there's no way that fits on there.
It's not going to fit on his title.
It's size 3 font. Yes, it's very helpful. You know, you get a lot of business that way.
Josh Schutte rhymes with booty. We love nicknames on here, by the way.
Yeah, go with that.
DPT, MBA, MESS, CFCE, WRP, Executive Director of National Workers' Compensation Sales and Account Management with Brooks Rehabilitation. Oh, it's hard to say.
That was awesome.
Welcome.
I felt like a WWE intro.
What the hell just happened?
That was like a WWE intro. Like, coming off the top rope, fighting out of the red corner. Yes, that was awesome.
All right. Dude, my eyes are crossed. I don't know what just happened. What do you do, man? I mean, I know. We had a call before this. What do you do? What's your job? You got 4 big jobs amongst just many other awesome things, I could tell already. But what's the job?
Eric, I absolutely love what I do. I get to do 4 main jobs fall under that very, very long title. So number one, I'm still a treating physical therapist. So I get to actually treat and evaluate patients, but in the workers' compensation arena, we call them injured workers. So I still get to actually, and that's one thing I never want to give up, is being hands-on, because that's why I got into what I do. It's all about the person. So I still see patients. The other thing I do is I do a national sales role. So my main job is to go out and meet with insurance companies, medical directors, insurance executives nationally, and tell them about what we do at Brooks, because some of the things we do are unique. Nobody else in the country is doing it. Bottom line is, if you get a major injury, you want that specialized care. So my job is to go out and tell them, you know, not just say we're the best, but actually show what are our differentiators. So I go out and do that. Another thing I do is I help out with the case management role. And what that is as the patient injured worker goes from one level of care to the next, I follow up with them and try to assist them as they go from one transition to the next, which is a good thing. I mean, somebody's getting better and you're helping them out with that.
And you want to send them home.
Ultimately, that is the goal.
Healthy.
Yeah, you want to get them back. I mean, sticking with, and I need the shirt when I'm done, man. I want to earn that shirt by the end of this.
It might smell, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'll trade you headbands for sure. Now, continue. Let's go through that stuff.
Well, and I just need to cut off the sleeves, basically. That would look pretty kicking.
You got scissors? We're already going off the rails. What are the other two things? Let's not go off the rails yet.
Well, let's see. I went over. So I do the
case management, national sales.
I treat
patients, program development.
Program development. That's really
value-based
awesome.
Care.
It is cool. If you would have told me that I'm doing the stuff I'm doing now 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you, because I got to be honest, I'm not a creative guy. I think I come from a long line of, it's funny, my dad, he's a trip. He used to, like, if I went to American Lit class, he goes, what's with this poetry stuff? Why don't they just write paragraphs? And he's also quoted as saying, I never read a book I couldn't put down. So when you were talking about the Jack Carr series, he wouldn't be reading that. He'd get through two pages, we're done. So not a whole lot of creativity. It was more an objective, you know, viewpoint I always had. So
yeah,
if
but you're an outlier, man. You're an outlaw.
Yeah, so
I'm not following you, Dad.
No. Yeah, so, yeah. you always got to be rebellious. So what's cool is a few years ago, you kind of notice things. You're like, how can I make it better? So I started getting into program development, and it's been really awesome. We do value-based care programs. We created two of those that are national, and we're actually creating a new facility over at Brooks that's hoping to be open in the next couple months.
Man, I'm already, when I write notes down, I'm like, I got to go back to this. We had a prep call. Trey's over here smiling. Trey's behind the camera is the mic. We got Justin Couscous. That's what I call you, Justin.
Justin, my Cousart. Good friend.
They know each other. We're going to hit that. We got Crystal in the corner, but I don't want to introduce her yet, because she's going to have a special intro, too.
I once took pictures of him with his shirt off.
Oh, my gosh. It's a good intro. I like that.
Oh, we can start it with that. This is a blast already. Yep. Your intro, acronyms, title, a lot. Your job responsibilities, right? How do you pay the bills? How do you make money? What are you passionate about? That's also a lot.
Yes.
Right? So patient care, that's your passion.
Yes.
Still, you never want to stop touching patients. No. But if I had a hunch, you're good at biz dev, business development. You're good at that conversation and what differentiates Brooks from anywhere else.
Yes.
Case management, super important. Explain case management for people who don't understand.
So as a patient's in the hospital, whatever setting they're in, they need different services. They need things coordinated. Nobody knows how to, you're basically a navigator to help navigate the system. So, you know, for instance, for workers' compensation patient, like what environment are they going to go to next? Are they going to go home? Are they going to go to a skilled nursing facility? Are they going to,
I'm flexing
at the same time. It just seems to come natural from meeting Justin. I got to flex every time. But you help people navigate. I mean, for me being a healthcare provider, I'm used to how the system goes.
Understand the game.
Yes, but somebody that's just been injured, first of all, very confusing, very challenging time. They might not know. They might not have been in the hospital. Not any family members have been there. So it's to help them navigate, find out, you know, do we need to help set up transportation for the next facility? Where are they going to next? For instance, if somebody has a leg injury, are they going to need a walker, a wheelchair, something to help them out? So basically just kind of coordinating a bunch of different services and trying to, and again, being hands-on.
So you love the hands-on care still.
Yes.
Which I lost that. My nursing days, still keep my license up. I don't touch patients anymore, and I miss it. Case management, I think, is one of the most underappreciated, under-recognized necessities of healthcare. I don't care what system you're in, ER, post-acute, acute. It doesn't matter. It is a necessary position, so you doing that's a big deal. I get it. It makes a difference. That stepping down, changing, adjusting, et cetera. Trey, were you going to say something?
No, I got a couple questions for him, though.
Already?
Hold off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save him.
All right. I got to be prepared.
He's chimed up. So, treating patients, case management, biz dev, business development.
Yes.
I say biz dev. I wish I didn't say that.
No, it's all cool. I mean,
I'm that dude now. I just said biz dev.
If I sound all trendy, or if I go to like a conference and bust that out, like, what's
biz dev? But it's not healthcare if you don't have an acronym or a shortcut to use a word, right?
Yeah. Unless it's MESS, mess, then you're cool.
I love. Yeah. I want to be a mess, too. Yeah. How do I get that certification?
I'll bring you along, man. We can roll together. Sleeveless shirts.
Program development. So value-based care, we briefly talked about. You want to take a swing at that? What is value-based care?
It's pretty cool. It's something, it's kind of funny. Like, I teach the a class and at the physical therapy at University of North Florida, so not far from here. And
Swoop!
So, Swoop! Yeah.
UNF grads here,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, and Peckham.
We are ride or die. Yeah. We are ride or die, UNF here.
Yeah, all right, good, good. I got everybody fired up. So, it's interesting when I brought up the idea of value-based care recently to a class. I go, are we incentivized to get people better sooner? And immediately everybody's like, of course. I'm like, well, let's think about a scenario here. If somebody has a rotator cuff injury and you get 12 visits and you don't get them better in 12 visits, what typically happens? You get paid for another 12 visits. You know, you get more visits. So are you incentivized to get a patient better sooner or not? And I hate to, I mean, it's just.
No, you're in my world. Keep going.
Yeah. So what value-based care is, rather than paying by the visit, you're paying for the outcome. So let's just say, so for instance, we create a value-based care program for spinal cord injury. And what the value-based, the outcome is, it's different walking outcomes. So for instance, we saw a patient in it, and it was amazing. First patient we had in there, we looked at how he was initially kind of getting around, and we said, you know what, the outcome we're going to decide upon and agree upon is him to become a community ambulator again, which means just walking without a cane.
Ambulation means walking around.
Walking, yes.
Standing up, sitting down.
Thank you.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any medical terms.
Yeah,
that's why, hey, we dumb it.
Got a medical degree, by the way.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
going to get a test. That's great. Yes. I love testing people.
All right, love it.
But if we use medical terminology, how do we create it for whoever's listening? Yeah. Usually these two.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
Got it.
So walking again. So for instance, community ambulation means walking, like, you know, beyond just this room here, like getting actually outside in the parking lot, let's just say walking over to
the mailbox.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Or like the next building
store.
Over. But not even needing a cane, a walker, so just independently ambulate. So basically what we got paid for is that outcome. So if we get that guy better in, let's just say, a month, cool. If it takes 6 months, you know, but bottom line is we get the same price, whether, you know, same payment, whether it takes a month or 6 months. So what was cool about that first guy, he comes in, we thought it would take us 6 months to get him back to there. He did in 13 weeks. Whoa. So it's one of those cases of,
hold on,
it's
let
a
me
win,
do the
win,
math.
Win.
4, 8, 12. Okay. That's about 3 months. Got
yes.
It.
And it was amazing because what value-based care does, it basically puts what should be at the forefront of everything, the patient at the forefront, because the win across the board, we win, the insurance company wins. And ultimately, the biggest win is for the patient. So it's pretty amazing.
I'm going to ask a kind of a deep, serious question. I didn't want to. No, I do want to because I love these conversations. Is healthcare designed to make money off healthy people or sick people?
To make money off sick people, yes.
So value-based care, and again, it depends whatever side of the fence you sit on, but it is designed currently to make money off of the sicker you are, the more money they make.
Yes.
When I say they, I'm not going to name names.
Yes.
Depends which direction you look. I think that's kind of broken.
Yes.
Is that me or no one else?
No, you're absolutely right. That's what, you know, if somebody's well, they're not going to be in the health, they're not going to be in the hospital. I mean, if everything's going fine.
Incentivized, instead of a 6 month patient, to get them down to 3 months, that's a win. That's a win for the patient.
Yes.
That's a win for the insurance provider. That's a win for most people. But so the programs you have for value-based care, and I do want to ask some stuff about workers' comp specifically.
Yes. Gotcha.
Value-based care, right? What are the two programs you have, the locations? We talk about that. You have 2 of 5 in the United States.
Yes. Yes. So for workers' compensation, the two programs are, it's both for spinal cord injury. One's an inpatient program, so like they're in the hospital, and one's
serious.
Yes. And what? Yes, exactly. Like picture, I'll go and look at you, Trey. Yeah. So
yes,
I'll go,
he's
yeah,
Trey.
Yeah, look
he's
at
Trey.
You guys. Yeah, sorry about that.
Who's hurt?
So bottom line is, you know, inpatient care is basically like somebody, the spinal cord injury, the injuries happened. It's rarely, it's pretty close to the time they got injured.
Okay.
So, you know, they may have been injured only like 3 weeks ago. The outpatient program is what I talked about, the first example I gave, which is somebody's already out of the hospital, and now they're like, you know, you see these Brooks clinics around here, the individual clinics. They're in one of those clinics. So they've gotten past, you know, initially needing to be in the hospital. Now they're on to that next step, literally. And basically, yeah, sorry, we'll throw a lot of puns in.
You're a mess. I'm a mess, too.
Yes,
not
yes,
yet.
Yeah. So bottom line is they're on to that next level. So we have an inpatient and outpatient. So the inpatient is not going to be as the goal wouldn't be to walk out of the hospital. It'll be something more in tune with being in an inpatient hospital, you know, initially maybe getting up out of bed, you know, kind of what you're hitting on earlier there, Eric. Initially, it's like somebody being able to literally stand up out of
ADLs.
Bed by themselves. Yes, exactly.
Activities of
daily
living.
Living.
Sorry,
yes,
yeah. You got it. It's my bad.
No, it's all good.
ADLs. What does ADLs stand
activities
for?
Activities of daily living. You got it. Do you want to give examples?
Cooking, cleaning, ambulation.
All right.
Showering and bathing. Oh, what's the fifth?
Oh, well, in case you couldn't hear me, I was actually doing a fist pump on that one because I was so excited for Eric.
Yeah, I love a good video. Look at this camera.
Yeah.
Just one good still shot.
There we go. And now I'm back on the mic. But one thing I want to emphasize is sometimes when I introduce it, I also want to point out this is in its infancy when we're doing this because some people are like, oh, you know, what's the next? You know, let's just introduce it to everybody. It takes so much to be able to put this in. Like literally our first program, it was me and a couple colleagues. We worked on this Fridays and sometimes Sundays for over a year to put it together. And there's so many variables that are, you know, you just can't control sometimes with these. So it's very challenging. I think it's the future, but it's not something that I'd say it's going to roll out everywhere immediately.
You know what I use I talk about this all the time because we work in 212 Benefits, yes. Sponsors this show. I try not to plug them too often. Thanks, 212. That's my company, by the way.
Thanks, 212.
Shout out.
This guy that's the best. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that big charter ship that got stuck in a canal? Like years ago, like the big ship or the Titanic.
Yes.
It's like turning that around on a dime.
Yes.
You cannot change healthcare. If you want to turn a cruise ship around, it's like a slow process. That's like changing healthcare.
That's a good analogy. So you know, exactly. Now, I just want to emphasize, because when I introduce it, people are like, oh, we should just roll this out. I'm like, whoa. You know, it's like step by step, because there's so many unknown factors you got to control for.
Partnerships. Yes. Money matters. I say it all the time.
And also, you got to find the right patients initially, too. Somebody's got to be motivated to do this.
So the two programs for the value-based care, that's, you said inpatient and outpatient, both spinal cord
injury.
Care.
Yes, okay. Spinal cord injury, yes.
Last serious question, then we'll go off the rails again, I promise.
All good.
Because I like to go off the rails.
By
the way, if you don't see the video of this, I love this dude already. Crystal, who's in the corner, she'll be on the second half, set this up. She sent me a list of a few people from Brooks, and basically explained him. I'm like, he's the guy. He's wearing a Believe headband from Ted Lasso, which we're going to talk about, I promise. Workers' comp.
Yes.
Some people don't understand. I'll do an abbreviated version. If you're injured on the job, you qualify for workers' compensation. So they come, an injured worker, serious injured worker, comes to you. Okay. How do they come in the door? How do you deal with that problem? Like, how are you... How do you find them? Is it just Jacksonville?
It's actually across the United States.
Let's hear it.
Like I said, I love what I do. I've seen. I used to collect states actually when I first started. Like seeing if I could treat somebody from like different states, and it was amazing. Like I had treated like two guys from Alaska at one point. One was a crab fisherman. Another one worked in the logging industry, and it's pretty cool because then you get to learn about their home environment.
I remember injured on those jobs.
Yeah, and I remember I was like, "Am I ever going to get Hawaii?" Well, it's pretty cool. I'm trying to think how many years ago it was now. Probably 7 years ago. I finally, some guy flew all the way in from Hawaii to be treated over here at Brooks.
What kind of work was he in?
I'd say more of an educational background. I'll leave it at that. But I'll say, you know, because I can never give away, you know, we got all the HIPAA and everything. Yep. I don't want to give away too. But I will tell you this. When I was working on him, he had this big goal, and it was to write this big book, and he'd always dreamed about it. And you know, you get a lot of time to work with somebody. You spend a lot of time talking to them. So you're like, hey, you always want to know, and I know you know this, what motivates you? You need to talk to somebody. You want to know their passions, because if you can tap into that, you're going to get a lot farther with somebody. So I was like, what do you want to do? And he just talked about this book. You know what's the coolest thing is, he goes back to Hawaii, and about 2 years after that, I get a package delivered to me at Brooks, and I open it up. It's actually the book. And I was in the dedication.
Stories.
It was
that's
like, thank you so much.
Cool.
It was like, it was amazing.
Yeah, clap for
buddy.
That. I'll clap for that.
Yeah, thanks so much. And I'll tell you a little second part of it. I wish I could, you know, I actually went over to see him. You know, so I brought my family over.
Is that
went
the
to
necklace?
See him. Yes. Yeah.
From there?
Yeah. So
I knew it.
Yeah, you got it. So I had two things I wanted to do. I wanted to ride my bike up Haleakala, which is the huge mountain in Maui. You go from sea level to 10,000 feet in 37 miles. You go straight up. I'd always had it on my bucket list. But when I was over there, I went to see him. And you know what's so cool? He brings my family and I, takes us on this private hike on the island of Oahu, takes us around, and then brings us back to his house for like a traditional luau dinner. And I'm talking to his wife, and I'm like, dude, he looks so great. And she goes, and I go, I remember he walked a little bit when he was here with us in Jacksonville. She goes, don't you remember, though? He needed the wheelchair fairly often. Now look at him. He literally led us up a mountain hike over there. So it was like,
chills.
That's why we do what we do.
I got chills.
You know, it's like,
that's
you know,
awesome.
that's differentiator.
It's the stories.
Yes.
You'll see 10,000 patients. You get one or two of those stories.
Never forget it.
Like, you don't want to stop patient care.
Yes.
Love it. By the way, I got married in Hawaii. So, I love Hawaii. We try to go back every couple of years. I saw that necklace. I'm like, he had to have gotten that.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully not at the Jack's Beach cheesy
shell shop. I have picked up a few of those. Yeah. That's legit.
So, workers' comp, they're injured. You don't know where they came from, how until you talk to the patient?
It's the insurance company usually reaches out to me, or there's different providers, you know, there's nurses that work with them from the other hospitals. They'll reach out and they'll be like, sometimes they'll call, send me an email, Josh, we got to speak. And they'll start giving me the details of these different injured workers. And I get the specifics, and then we try to see if this is somebody we can accommodate and help out based on that history.
I got one more. Trey wants to chime in. Trey's good, but
I got one more.
I want another story, which we didn't talk about this in the prep call because you got some great stories. So does Crystal. What's the worst injury you've seen with the best recovery?
Ooh.
That's tough.
Yeah, no.
And you can't without sharing details.
No. I'll tell you one of the wildest ones I've seen that was definitely tough. And I'll tell you, anybody that makes a comeback from what they do, it's a lot of it's mental. You know, like we can give anybody the tools, but it's ultimately that patient that takes and runs with it. And it actually comes back. You saw my office yesterday on the Zoom call. I got that 300 poster.
Oh, we're going to talk about 300 later, buddy.
Yeah, we'll get more into it. But I got this huge 300 poster. But the guy that gave that to me when he was finishing up was a guy that literally fell off a ladder, landed on the ladder way down, like his abdomen. And apparently they didn't even know what happened originally, because he apparently got up, stumbled outside the building, and they found him outside the building, passed out. And it was one of those deals where they did a hypodermic needle in his stomach just to see if there's any internal bleeding. Blood went everywhere. He had a ruptured aorta.
A ruptured aorta is like...
You're going to die if they don't fix you right away.
Bad.
So, but here's where things get even more complicated. When they opened him up to fix it, he actually developed an infection in the hospital, and they couldn't close him up all the way. So literally... They had to pull away his abdominal muscles. So this guy literally didn't have any abdominal muscles until the infection cleared, which took years. So all he had was literally skin graft, just a layer of skin from a cadaver and, from another person, and they put it over his abdomen. So he actually, you could literally, if he lift up his shirt, you could actually see and, picture with no abs, what you can see.
You could poke his gallbladder, sir.
Whoa. So you literally had to be so sensitive with it. But he never lost faith. He was so strong mentally.
Did he believe?
He believed. Yeah, he was a definite believer. Yeah, good call. Mm. And what was so cool was this guy, he finally, after 3+ years, I'll never forget, he finally got the surgery. They attached the abs. And the coolest part about him was he was finally able to get married at that point. He invited me to the wedding, and it was the coolest thing. And it was the take-home message. I actually sat me at the table with all of the rest of the people that had cared for him. So I was at the medical table, and one of the nurses, and there's people I hadn't met before from like his home. And it was like the nurse comes up to me, and I was like, dude, this is like why we do what we do, like talking
That's
to you,
it.
Eric. And
That's
it was
it.
Funny, the nurse goes, yeah, but I'm a little pissed. I go, what's going on? He goes, I went over to see him at his new job, and he was literally doing a deal, like a business deal, for more than I make in a year for what he's going to make tomorrow. And I go, well, that's the true definition of success. I was like, this guy now is like, he went full circle. I'm like, I wouldn't want to have that injury for 3 years to get that.
Here's
a real question.
Can Brooks create contracts if you get him to recover?
Can you guys get dividends in these business deals?
I love how you're thinking there. That's when we need to get our full, headbands and rockets.
Before the commercial break, you're clearly a family man. See the wedding ring.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the hot dad pod just a second. Wife, kids?
Yes. I got a 14-year-old son and a wife, and we've been married over 18 years together. Oh, man, over half my life, over 23 years now. It's amazing.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
Oh, man.
This is covering up like forehead wrinkles. So that's why I wear the headband.
I would have guessed. I'm guessing like 39 to 42. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. That's what I need. That's why I can't.
14-year-old boy or girl?
A boy.
Athletics?
Yeah, actually, he helps me out. I do running, and we can talk about this later, with kids with different disabilities.
Yeah.
He actually helps me out with that.
The Ainsley one?
Yeah, Ainsley's Angels.
Yeah. Okay. So Josh Schutte. Rhymes with booty.
Yes.
I just like saying that so much.
Yeah, keep saying it.
I'd say your job title in all the certs, but I can't. I'm going to say my new friends, right?
Yes, we're getting there. Definitely.
Josh Schutte with Brooks Rehabilitation. That's what the health just happened. I'm already laughing. I love when I laugh before we go to this. All right, welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you missed the first half, you're catching this on the radio. Good news, it's on your favorite podcast platform. I don't even know that. There's so many podcasts out there. Doesn't matter. Find us. What the hell just happened? If you're catching this on the podcast, sorry for the commercial break quotation mark, right?
Yeah, go with that. Yes.
We talked a lot of stuff about workers' comp, what you're doing, Brooks Rehabilitation. We're all wearing headbands now. We have a new guest. I have to intro before healthy or not healthy. Crystal Fuentes, your title is Assistant Director of Development and Grant Management.
At Brooks, we try to have the longest titles.
This is insane.
Fall off of the card.
If you made an acronym, it'd be ADDGM. Assistant, what was it? Assistant Director of Development Grant Management. That's a lot of letters.
ADD.
Right. I do want to hit what that is. We'll get to that, especially a big event coming up. I'm excited for it. We got some stuff here. I got some outfits. We got more swag on the table than we've ever had.
Yes.
Look.
Headband Central.
Little secret about me. I love swag. Right? I'm wearing the Believe headband.
Yes.
You got the Jags headband on. Okay. Where's my healthy or not healthy? Okay, you ready?
Oh, either rapid fire.
Healthy or not healthy Spartan races?
Healthy.
Have you done one?
I have not, but I'll be honest, I had to Google it.
Do you have?
And that looks intense.
You have kids, right?
I do.
So my son ran one at 5. They
yes.
have one for kids. It is a huge event they do in Jacksonville.
Yeah, my son did one before me.
So Spartan, by the way, feel free to sponsor the show. The free plug for you guys. Yeah. You probably won't hear this.
Yeah, Joe DeCena can sponsor us. Shout out.
So healthy Spartan races. Healthy or not healthy, the movie 300.
Oh, for me, it was healthy. Got my blood pumping. I'm ready to rock. What do you say?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have seen it many times.
Okay. Really?
Great.
I like Crystal Moore.
Yes,
man.
I know. Yeah. Wow.
Healthy or not healthy, the process of getting your doctorate in physical therapy.
Ooh.
School classes studying.
I'd say in some ways not healthy. I didn't get a lot of sleep. It was bad.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay. Healthy or not healthy, sitting through litigation or dispositions.
Have you done it before?
No.
I'm going to say so unhealthy. I've had to do it quite a few times. Yeah.
We had talked about the workers' comp world. He has to sit in those sometimes.
Yes.
I've done it in some other industries. It's brutal.
Yes.
If someone asks you to do it, say no until they slap you with a disposition. Yeah,
exactly. No, that's absolutely right.
This one's for Crystal. Healthy or not healthy, the Brooks rehabilitation culture.
Oh, super healthy. Very healthy.
I agree. You guys have buildings everywhere, but giving back to the community we're going to talk about. Healthy or not healthy, the hot dad bod competition a couple years ago.
Most healthy. Yeah. I mean, the guy who won it has got to be the healthiest guy around. Yeah.
He's a mess.
Healthy or not healthy, pickleball.
Healthy. Love it.
A lot of ACL injuries.
We do.
But it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last one directed primarily towards you, then we're talking about this event. Healthy or not healthy, fundraising and giving back.
Healthy. Special part of your brain when you give back.
Some people are built for that, right? Some people are take. Give me. Others are give back. How can I help?
Community. That's what it's about.
Community. That's part of this show. Healthcare, community, business, and life. Brooks gives back a lot. Your role, let's hit that before this event specifically. What's your role? You're doing a lot. We've met through the Health Council, by the way. Free plug for you Health Council clowns. That's what we call ourselves.
So, yeah, Brooks does give back a lot. We have community programs. So you mentioned earlier, you see those outpatient clinics, you see our hospital, but we're more than just those buildings. We're programs. After you leave the hospital, after you're discharged from therapy, there's so much more that you can do to become involved with Brooks, and we help keep making those gains, you know, for your recovery. Brooks Adaptive Sports and Recreation is a great example of that. We break down every barrier. It's free. We will bus you from, you know, Fleming Island to go play pool, you know, at billiards. We do a lot of things that help people keep those gains and keep making connections and mental health. It all helps and ties together.
Physical and mental health, right? They're one and the same, I think. A lot of people see a big corporation, a big name on the side of a building, buildings everywhere. But if you don't know Brooks Rehabilitation, you're talking about giving back to the community. Like, you guys are special. There's certain organizations that give back. Actually, you know what? What is it? What's the saying? We cheer for each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is from our challenge mile.
Here we go.
So we
got a lot of pom-poms here.
We definitely make sure our patients, you know, get the support. We wrap services around them. Our clinicians and our staffers are incredibly caring. You know, you can see that in Josh.
Dude, Josh
those
is
stories. He got invited
contagious.
To somebody's wedding. That's
contagious.
That's intimate, yeah. You know. I just met somebody today that, you know, was just talking about our Bartram clinicians and how, you know, like his family's not there with him. He's coming from Georgia, and we're there. We're his family. We're a family.
Framley.
Mm-hmm.
We're a family.
We use that a lot at 212,
yes.
By the way.
Friends,
no more
family?
212 plugs. I hate that company. Just kidding.
No. Pom-pom, let's get up for 212.
Hashtag
yeah.
No edits.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But yeah, this is from our challenge mile. We have one every year, and so patients and program participants come from all over, and we do it at the Gate River Run. So we're there every time.
Ooh,
that craziness the
huge
Gate River
madness.
Yes. It's the madness we love, though. And people just they love that energy. It's such, you've been there, I'm sure, the energy there. And then we bring that with our pom-poms
the
and our
challenge
cheers.
Run.
Our executive team is there. If you're rolling through there, if you're, you know, in a walker, if you're, you know, running, if you're walking, whatever's pushing you to get better and to continue your recovery, that's what we're trying to do. Get better times, you know.
I love you said, whether you roll past the finish line. So I like the prep calls. That helps me out. This is not the first time we met. You roll past, you crawl past, you walk her past, you cane past, or you run past. Either way,
you're getting Brooks, we're going to get you past that finish line with.
I love
that.
Well, and it's amazing to see, like, 1 year versus the next. You'll see somebody maybe used a wheelchair last year and they're walking it this year. So that's like, I think
the guys and girls like you.
Oh, yeah.
Helping them out.
It's a team. It's amazing. But we saw a guy last year, Disney employee, actually an injured worker. He was paralyzed from the waist down when he came to us. He actually walked out. Literally walked out of the building, but what was cool is he came back for a challenge mile, and as I'm walking with him, we're talking, and he looks over the guy next to me, and he goes, "Hey, that's my old wheelchair. I donated back. I didn't need it anymore."
That's sweet.
And you know what's so cool? That was last year. This year, I'm walking, I'm looking for him, and he was late, and I look over, and I see the guy who had the wheelchair. He's walking this time.
Oh, see,
and it was
I
like, boom.
Stories.
So definitely, like, cheer it up. It was amazing, you know.
It may start when they walk in the door, but it doesn't end after they walk out of the door.
Nope.
Okay. Let's talk about, I'm going to say it, Saturday, April 27th, 2024, Deerwood Castle. I don't see the time. I wrote it down somewhere.
6 to 10 p.m.
6 to 10. I can say that better. The Soiree, a tropical paradise. Talk about it. What is it? Nail this, because we're going to chop this up. Social media everywhere.
All right.
For our three followers. I love
you,
Mom.
Out,
thanks
we
for
got
following.
Faith in you. This is gonna be, right. And then drop the mic. No, don't drop the mic when you're done.
Big event. No, seriously. This is a big one.
So our annual fundraiser for our Brooks Adaptive Sports and Recreation Program and also our pediatric recreation program. So not only for the adults, but also for the kiddos, we provide free recreations and sports for adults and children to go to. And this fundraiser makes it happen. Like I said, we provide transportation for, we have a basketball tournament, you know, things like that. And this fundraiser is really there to help our patients and program participants year-round go to these events and go to our weekly activities and create memories and create camaraderie and support systems. So this event, like we said, it's a tropical paradise. So we do a theme every single year. Woo! Oh.
Yes.
Flower jag.
Oh, I got the flower swag.
I got my coconut bra
Do I get to try an outfit?
Yeah, that's
awesome.
You already have an outfit.
Yes.
Right, I'm wearing this the rest of the show. Keep talking about the event. This is a big deal. We're gonna blow this thing up.
You already got the rainbow lay and everything.
Yeah, he's ready.
So you're decked out. So we love themes at Brooks for this event because it just creates a fun environment for everybody to learn about what we do, hear some of those success stories that we talked about, and also just to give back in a fun way. You know, we don't necessarily like the sit down dinners of galas and things like that.
Full suits.
Yeah, that's not
sounds
our
so much
that's
cooler
not our thing.
Say soiree.
We're not built for that.
Love it,
no,
yeah.
That's not our thing. Yeah. We like to have fun and we like to do it in a big way. So we have some performers that are coming out for this. I'm not going to share all the details because that ruins the surprise.
We got to be there. There you go. Yeah.
I'm in.
Yes, let's do it.
But we have some performers. You know, we have, of course, like a silent auction to raise money and things like that. Just really cool touch points for our program. We have ambassadors. So people... I think that's pretty unique is that we have program participants walking around talking with attendees to, again, hey, thanks for coming, Josh. You're helping me. We have a rugby team that is incredible. They've won championships, wheelchair rugby team. And, you know,
we got to talk about that in a second, too, the basketball and rugby. But
it's actually at the Brooks YMCA.
Let's keep hitting this event, too.
But we have them kind of sharing stories about, you know, their team and really just talking about the programs because it a mission. We're very mission oriented, you know. That's important. So we like to have fun, but our mission is our heart.
So is this your one big event a year? You talk about fundraising, right? This is the one that funds certain programs. Mm-hmm. We want as many people there as possible.
Yes.
Trey, you wanna go?
I'll go.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
We like
dancing.
Dude, yes.
I know a camera guy, too, though. Wait till you see what he puts out. He did something for UF Health Night Shine, but we'll talk about that later. Free plug for Trey.
All right.
We love free plugs. No, so the Soiree, a tropical paradise, put on by Brooks Rehabilitation at Deerwood Castle, Saturday, April 27th, 2024, from 6 to 10:30. if I don't get, like, you get to wear something like this.
I'd go with you, man. Harvey, let's do it. Yeah, I got new friends.
You might need to wear the Spartan outfit.
Ooh.
okay.
Just throw a little flower in there. You'll be right on theme.
No, it is so important what you brought out there, because I've met a few patients as they're heading out, and they go, you know, hey, rehab, help me with this. The trauma surgeons, you know, helped save me day one, but what really gave me my life back was the adaptive sports program, or the, you know, the whole program at Crystal's over.
I've heard people say, you know, this program saved my life. Mm-hmm. I was in a dark place before, and I've met people that look like me that have been through this similar things as me, and they have lifted me up, and they're my support, they're my family, and that's incredible for that, a program that
I love. Like, I love stories.
Yeah,
that's specific, right? Measurable. I should mention, Crystal set this up. I reached out to her. We were on the board together with the Jackson Chamber Health Council. Why do I keep? I just like free plugs for people. Right?
Do it, man. Do it. I'll keep getting it up.
She sent me a list of 4 or 5 people in possible topics, and then yours was, he might come up dressed as the dojo guy. You clearly fit, but the sports, what's it called? The
Brooks Adaptive Sports and Recreation.
Adaptive Sports.
Again, like, long names. We love long
if
names.
If you do. They'd be great on this, yeah, if they're interested. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. You two, how often do you two work together?
Not very often.
Well, we feel the good vibes everywhere we go.
All right, Crystal, what'd you learn about Josh today?
I mean, so much. Shooty, not booty.
Yes,
I didn't think about that. I knew that was his last name, but now I can't unhear that.
We have to create a nickname for you before the show's over.
But the hot dad bod, that was another thing.
Which is a one-time contest in this radio station that was canceled.
Yes, but now I own it from now on.
Okay.
But I learned a lot about value-based care, too, which is important. Yes. And I
teach us something about Crystal that maybe we don't know.
Doesn't have to be personal. I mean, we were talking about these stories, and I have an interesting career background where I wanted to become a pharmacist, so I worked at Mayo for many years as a pharmacy technician. Learned I love being with people, talking with people. You don't get to do that a lot in inpatient pharmacy. It's, you know, I made IVs, I made chemo, narcotics, all those things.
You feel stuff.
Yeah.
Which is necessary.
Yes, it's very necessary, and I really love connecting with people. So I moved over to, you know, doing case management type stuff, navigator type stuff, and I just love hearing people's stories and just connecting with people, and that's why I love what I do. And so hearing your stories of those successes and, you know, struggles, that really drives me, and I just love doing that type of stuff.
Okay. You're a big Jags fan, right?
I am.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Season ticket holder.
Okay.
You know, I sit on the opponent, the away side, but it's hard sometimes, man.
But you ride or die. Are you a Jags fan?
And actually, no, the reason I became such a big Jags fan, it was actually from giving back to some of our young pediatric patients at the hospital. We had one young man that was very sick. Doug, actually, our CEO, reached out to the Jags, said, can you help this young man out? They got him to practice. This obviously a few years back, but Leonard Fournette literally gave him his gloves. Josh Lambeau gave him his cleats. They took such great care of that young man. It was amazing. So, yeah.
I'll tell you something. Yeah. Like, again, some days I'm like, why am I a Jags fan? But here I am. I'm kidding.
It's hard.
It is hard. We are loyal fans.
Yeah, it's hard.
But man, do they give back to the community.
Yes, it's amazing.
If you bring certain organizations, you show up, like, they love the kids to give back. You both have cool stories. Do you want to hit anything else on workers' comp? Because I want to talk about the culture, and you had a specific Doug story.
Yes.
I don't even know Doug.
Yeah.
I think I might have met him once or twice. You have a Doug story.
Like, everybody has a Doug story.
From the top down.
We also have a giant head of Doug that we carry around sometimes to events.
So for reference,
we have a big, what are those fat heads called?
This show is about healthcare, community, business, and life, right? Brooks, it's a big company. How many employees do you guys have?
You know that better than
10,000?
No.
5,000?
Not that big.
It's like 3,000?
2,500.
Okay.
That's not, okay, fine. That's big. 2,500 is big. You see 60,000 patients a year plus. 60 plus locations, right?
Yes.
Just started in Orlando. I had that in the notes. But everything starts from the top down. And it, like, to me, you've told me that story a couple times. Tell that story about the CEO.
So So I've only been with Brooks now just under 2.5 years. And when I first started, you know, I like to get involved with the community. I'm like, oh, they're doing the heart walk. I'll go to the heart walk. I had to go with just my small son, who was 2 at the time. So I'm walking, and I didn't know very many people at Brooks. So I'm just, you know, walking the 5K, and I see Doug and his family. He had his son and his wife with him. And he sees me from afar, and he waves, and I wave. He comes back, and he's like, hey, Crystal, you know, how are things going? I'm like, it's going great. And, you know, we're just walking along. And my son, he's 2, he's in the stroller, and we get some gravel. And he's in an umbrella stroller. And umbrella strollers,
parents know.
Do yes. not mm-hmm. go.
That ain't going through the gravel. We got a lot of all parents
just
in here.
Like, stop. Stop. So he's like, well, just take him out. We'll walk. I'm like, all right, fine. So we pass the gravel. He's pushing the stroller, kind of carrying it. And then we get to the river walk, and it's, you know, flat surface. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my kid back in there. I'm just going to continue along. We'll be good. Nope. My kid wants to straight like a plank. Mm. He's wants to plank, and I'm trying to karate chop him back into.
We don't condone that, by the way.
Yes, we're healthy, by the way.
Healthy.
Chopping your kid.
Hey, I'm going healthy. Hey.
Parents know, you know, car seats, strollers. He's like, he's stiff as a board. So he's like, well, just let him walk a little. And, you know, kids do not want to walk.
You can't argue with the CEO.
But he doesn't want to get in there. Let him walk. Okay. So he's walking, and this is like mile 2. The entire rest of the way, my CEO, or Brooke's CEO, Doug Bear, is carrying my 2-year-old on his shoulders, or in between, like we're doing the whole swinging arm thing with him, like, wee! The entire time, he's with me, helping me carry my son, because I was by myself. And I was like, I'm in the right place. This dude has a huge heart. And he didn't know my kid at all. And now he's like, hey, how's my man, little Hendrix? My son's name is Hendrix. How's my man, little Hendrix?
What's up, Hendrix?
Yes.
Yeah,
give a shout out to Hendrix.
Now. And I'm just like, that trickles down. That heart trickles down to the entire organization. You know, if people see in him, you know, he has such a big heart and such, you know, passion for what he does. And he knows patients when they walk by. He mm-hmm. knows every staff and name, it seems like, you know, and he just, it shows in a big way in their culture.
So I talk about being contagious all the time, not like bad contagious, you know, like STDs.
No pom-pom.
You know what I mean? Like when we,
I'm dropping on the ground on that.
But like your attitude, if you come with a good attitude, that is contagious, good energy. You are contagious, by the way. Clearly, Doug is contagious. I talk to you. I'm like, dude, this guy.
I got a whole
new group of
friends here. We're hanging.
And then immediately I'm on the phone. So being contagious, that goes a long way. You had one about early morning gym session, Spartan races?
Yeah. I see Doug at the gym in the morning. And it's funny, just so Crystal knows, I mean, Doug never raises his voice. You know, like he'll look at me and that's one thing I'm always cracking up about. He's like, Josh, I'm fired up. But he's not really yelling it. But anyways, he goes, I'm looking for a new... So he says, I'm looking for a new fitness challenge. And he goes, you got any ideas? And I know he loves to help people. I said, actually, we're doing a group. I've been a member of this group called Ainsley's Angels, where we help out kids, young adults with various disabilities, and we help them in endurance races. We get them involved. If we're swimming, we pull them behind on a raft. If we're biking, we pull them behind in a racing car. And if we're running, we push them in a racing wheelchair. But we got invited a year ago to be part of the first ever Spartan race group nationally as a pilot to see, can you get young adults with varying abilities across the finish line of Spartan race? We didn't know if we could do it, but it was successful. We got in. Now it's across the whole United States. But this year, I said, Doug, you want to join us? You'll be helping out a lot of people. And you know the coolest part about the Spartan race is like when you first start, they actually make you yell. So it's the first time I've ever seen them yell.
They're like,
your profession? And you're like, I am a Spartan. So I actually saw him yell. I was like, all right. So first goal there.
I am a Spartan.
So Doug's raising his voice. But I'll tell you the most amazing thing about that guy. So we got all 4 adults, young adults across the finish line this year. But Doug was amazing because he led all the way around. I mean, like if he helped, I mean, just for us to, you know how it is. It was amazing. You show me your medal. So you've done this. Just to get across the start line, you got to go over these 4-foot walls and under barbed wire. So we literally had to lift the wheelchairs and the people over the 4-foot walls and hand them off to each other in order to help people. Doug, even after he helped out, rather than just kind of taking the easy way out and going ahead, he'd run back to see who was behind. He helped out, and we got everybody across. It was amazing.
The last 10 minutes is just about Doug, man. Yeah. This guy's a walking legend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a fan club.
Well, we also want raises, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that, Doug? Yeah, Doug, you hear that? We love you. Yeah.
Let's go back. Yeah. Actually, let's hit that real quick. So Spartan races, if you haven't done them, there's different endurance races. You can have a sprint. Beast is the longest. What's the middle one?
Well, they got, the Beast and the Super. And then they got that Ultra where it's like
correct.
Double.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's nuts. I've done them. I don't love running distances, but I'm not even kidding you. If you do it next year, count me in.
All right, guys, we got it on camera.
You see this? This is a verbal contract.
Yes, verbal contract's on. Doug, you hear that? We got a new teammate.
What's that organization again where you're like, I love this.
It's called Ainsley's Angels.
Ainsley's Angels.
It's amazing. I've been probably a member about 5 years now. We actually got a race this Saturday. We've helped out a lot of our former Brooks patients, pediatric patients, and these are kids with challenges. A lot of the people we race with don't get out very often, and to be able to get them out running races and in the wind and being able to be and just seeing everybody cheering, it's basically what Crystal talked about earlier. It's amazing. So great vibes all the way around.
All right, we got about 2 minutes left. I love shout outs. Hi, Mom. I love you every time because she'll listen to every episode. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else listens. I like making jokes. Yeah. Who you got?
Oh, first, I got to give a shout out to Big John. That's my father-in-law.
Big John!
Because I know Big John listens to this radio station all the time religiously. And so Big John, this is for you, man. And then obviously, Sarah, I love you. My wife, Sawyer, son, love you guys.
Crystal?
I'm going to say my oldest son, Alex. He's my baby.
You almost forgot his name, though. You're like,
hey, I was going to say Hendrix.
Yeah, she's so fired up.
We talked about Hendrix.
So the problem is I named all of my kids and my animals with an X at the end of it. Instead of like all of them.
Ooh. What
so
kind
I
of
have,
animals?
I have Rex.
Oh, jeez. Let's hear it. Fire them off. Rex?
Rex, Alex, Hendrix. It's just, I go through the list of all of them and it's just, it's a lot.
That's crazy. So that's a lot of X's.
All the X's.
Did you have fun?
I did. It was a good time.
Did you have fun?
I'm fired up, man.
Would y'all come back?
I'd love to. I was going to ask, can I ever come back?
Absolutely.
I got friends
dude.
Here.
Here's a problem, too. Yes. Also, smile here. I love taking pictures live. Lean in there. Yeah. Lean over it is. Dude, I had a blast.
That's cool.
I love, these are my favorite ones. Yes. We had some stuff. We had some guardrails. Mm-hmm. We hit the workers' comp side, which is complicated. We could dive further into that, but I'd rather just wear headbands and...
Yeah, that's me, too.
And okay. Lays and coconut bras. Yes.
Last time, real quick... April 27th, 2024, Deerwood Castle, the Soiree, Tropical Paradise, big fundraiser for Brooks Rehabilitation. Crystal's in charge of that. She's my hero. That's what the hell just happened.